Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. You see, I added that to it with me, Jeray Williams. I'm so glad that you tuned in, and I appreciate all the love and support that y'all are giving. Okay, it just keeps me going every single time. The growth is real, the support is real. I just love y'all. And as you know, I've been shooting YouTube videos. Make sure you check it out, Jeray.Williams. It's different content from when he's on the podcast, so be sure to tune in to that. But today we're going to dive into a topic that's close to my heart and made me start this business and keep going as many times as I wanted to quit, okay? But I've decided to rebrand and keep going. Just keep me going, even if I want to quit. It's just like, oh my goodness. Like, I have people looking forward to these podcast episodes. They're looking forward to me showing up, you know, for y'all. So I appreciate all the love and support, truly. But whether you're a new mom or just curious about postpartum, I'm excited to share some insights that can help you thrive during this time. It can be a tough time, you know, if you're not intentional about the planning or if you just don't know. And that's why I released the book, Nurturing the New Mom. And that is just going to give you everything you need along the journey from pregnancy all the way to labor delivery to what does it look like with breastfeeding? What does it look like when I'm in the hospital? What does it look like when I go home? There's so many different factors of it. And it's going to give you the whole tea that I wish someone would have gave me. I have research. I have experts. I have things I put into this book. And it's just amazing. Even me just rereading it and looking over the notes, it's like, wow, like, girl, you just gave them all the tea. So even if you're like, that's interesting, or you're not even in the early stage of postpartum anymore, be sure to gift it to someone at a baby shower. They'll appreciate it because they're like, oh, at least I kind of have an idea. Even if you have multiple kids, you know. You can never have too much knowledge. You can never have too many resources, okay? But postpartum wellness is incredibly important, yet can often be overlooked amidst the many changes and challenges of new motherhood, y'all. It's a time when your body and your mind are adapting to a new normal. And focusing on your wellness can make a huge difference. Because if you know my journey, you know that my first one, I didn't know what to expect, okay? I had prepared for labor and delivery. That's the one thing I was focused on because I was going to have a home birth. I was going to do the whole shebang. Life happened. I didn't have a home birth. I ended up getting a C-section. And then it was just tough, you know, from not getting the ideal birth to also going to a place of uncertainty. You don't know what to expect. You don't know what to ask for, anything like that. And we had a house full of people when I came from hospital, which is kind of tough too, because it's just like, oh, I didn't expect this, you know? And you're trying to be a good house guest and you're trying to take care of other people while you just came home from the hospital and be up and present for them. Don't get me wrong, though. I love hosting and I love that people came to celebrate with us and took time out of their schedule just to come see us. And also it was helpful, you know, for the things that I need, especially after C-section. I needed support and I appreciate them making meals and all the stuff. But after they left, it was just like, whoa, like, it's so quiet. And I love family. That's very big to me. But yeah, that was one thing that I was just like, okay, I didn't expect, you know, having people and being able to get taken care of, but also being like, whoa, like, I just want to just sit and be, no one talking to me, you know? But it was just a night and day experience. But with my second son, my birth experience was different as well. Didn't go as planned. I wanted to do a VBAC. I was like, okay, had a C-section and I'm trying to do a vaginal birth. We planned it all and his heart rate kept dropping and we were just like, yeah, we're not going to do this, you know, we don't want to put him at risk. So we ended up doing another C-section, but this time when I went home, we didn't have family come just yet. We had a couple days because this time we're like, okay, y'all can come a couple days afterwards. So they came afterwards. It was beautiful because it was like gave us time to get home and just be and just enjoy being new parents. Because as you know, each kid, you become a new parent, you're learning someone for the first time. And it was just a beautiful experience, both of them, night and day. But my postpartum, well, my first was rough because I didn't have the birth experience that I wanted and I didn't know how I could navigate through that. But I had to learn how to accept that. And it's okay, you know, it's about us being healthy. It's not about the delivery all the time. You know, I had to learn to, that's part of my story. And just going back to work, you know, at 6 weeks postpartum and not being home, I only saw my son like 2 hours a day, but I'm at work pumping milk all day, dealing with other children, dealing with other responsibilities. And I'm just like, huh, this is not fun. So thankfully, you know, I had a very supportive husband who helped me navigate through that season. And I was able to get to the other side to start focusing on my wellness, like pouring into myself, making sure that I'm taking time for myself and being held accountable for it so that I can show up differently. Transferred to my second postpartum experience, it was amazing because I already knew the things. I was coaching women by then, like how things to do. So that's what really inspired me to write my book as well, because I was like, okay, now I see the night and day experience. I see what worked. And I want to just pour my heart into this book so that other women can have this experience and know that they are not alone. There's times that it does get lonely, but when you have the right people where you can call or you have that support, you can get through it. And something someone told me the other day, what was so beautiful, one of the women I interviewed on the podcast, her name was BB, so make sure you check into the episode when it releases. She was talking about how everything becomes a memory eventually, you know? So even though it's tough, I know for me personally, having two under two was tough, okay? It was really hard. I'm not even gonna lie. But I'm grateful that I had the strategies and I had to learn how to be vulnerable enough to ask for help. Whether it's like, hey, can y'all come over for a little bit? Or ask my husband, I need a break, you know? Or just finding ways to make it work, you know? If you have two under two, I understand where you are. You got this. And it's truly a journey, but it does, the phases do change. And that's one thing I'm grateful about. And you know how they say each phase you go through, there's different challenges. So now we're in another set of challenges, but I'm just grateful for the journey. I'm grateful that I'm able to pour back into other new moms because of my own experiences. It's amazing. But you might be like, okay, so how does this relate to wellness? Well, I have to first start working on my own wellness, where I had to do research, figure out what wellness priorities are important to me, and plan those out as non-negotiables. So you're like maybe thinking, so how do I start this? The first step is to define what does wellness mean to you, because this involves setting personal goals, identifying what you want to achieve, even if those goals seem small. So even if you're like, I just want to sit for 2 minutes every day doing nothing, that's a good goal to work towards. And then you never know, you can expand that over time, and before you know it, you're going to have more time for yourself. It could be anything from improving your physical health to wanting to go walk for 5 minutes a day, or wanting to work out for 10 minutes, or just making sure that you're taking care of your physical health, making sure that you're planning your meals, or you're seeking out outsourcing for those meals, and finding moments of joy and relaxation, because this journey can be tough, especially in the beginning. You know, you're sleep deprived, you feel like you're on call 24/7. Your boobs are changing. You may be filled up with milk. If you're not breastfeeding, you're still having the responsibility of feeding the baby. And it can get tough, you know. You have the sleep regressions. You have milestones. You have so many different factors that's going on. And you're like taking care of another person who's just depending on me. It'd be rough, but you have to find those moments of joy and relaxation. Here are some practical exercises to get you started. All right, get you a pen or paper, writing your phone. If you're driving, just listening and replay this when you get a moment. But just, I want you to think first and then write down a list of things that you want to accomplish. No filter. Don't even think about it. Just start writing and just look at it. And some stuff may be shelved because it's not the season for it, but you can have at least that reminds you of the things. Don't worry about how big or small they are. Just jot them down. Next, think about what you enjoy doing for fun. This could be anything from reading a book to taking a walk in nature, going out with your girls for lunch, or just going to a movie by yourself, or painting, or, you know, I love gardening. Maybe that's something you enjoy. Maybe you enjoy going to the movies or whatever it is. Just thinking about those things, incorporating them. Okay? Because these can be enjoyable activities into your routine and can greatly enhance your well-being. Sometimes, you know, everyone doesn't have someone they could call up and be like, hey, can you watch the kids? Or, you know, you're just not in your budget right now to outsource. So think about it like this. Even if you want to pour into yourself, sometimes you got to take the kids with you. I have plenty of experiences where I take the boys with me, but we have a great time because that's something that was for me. It was for me. And I do have times where I do things alone. So there's different ways, but just know that don't let the kids stop you. Okay, if you want to go to the mall and just walk around and just be, take, get that stroller, pack some snacks, make it happen. Even if you have to let them play at the playground for a little bit. Or if you have a baby, just know the car ride may be know, challenging, but once you get there, you're gonna love it. You're gonna have a great time. You're gonna be able to just not have too many expectations on yourself. Just go with the flow of like, okay, this could possibly happen, but I'm still gonna look at the bright side. Another important aspect of postpartum wellness is reconnecting with yourself. Make time for self-care, whether that means treating yourself to a solo outing or setting up a relaxing environment at home. These moments are crucial for rediscovering who you are outside of your role as a mom, as a wife, if you're in a workforce or if you're at home all day. It's just so many different aspects that you want to just know that if I don't have any of these other things, who am I? That's really important. So I want you to remember, postpartum wellness is a journey. It's about achieving your goals of wellness to take care of yourself and show your family that you're taking care of yourself. And that's going to, you know, can influence them to do the same. But it's about prioritizing, making adjustments as you go, be kind to yourself, and recognize that taking care of your well-being is not only beneficial for you, but for your whole family. I hope you found these tips helpful. If you have any questions or want to learn more about personalized postpartum wellness plans, because I have recently opened up coaching sessions where I'm doing postpartum prep in my mommy momentum. So if you want to do a check-in with me, you're like, girl, I don't know where to start. I need to sit and talk to you. Go to navigatingpostpartumwellness.com and we can get rolling, because I want nothing but the best for you. You deserve happiness. You deserve joy. You deserve to be able to pour into yourself without feeling guilty, okay? Thank you so much for joining me today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review, y'all. Leave a review. That's going to help us grow together. And remember, taking care of yourself is the first step towards thriving in your postpartum journey. Until next time, take care of yourself and prioritize your wellness.